Food safety, also known as food hygiene, is a scientific method or discipline that describes the handling, preparation, and storage of food in ways that prevent foodborne illnesses. Last year, the World Health Organization reported an estimated 600 million, that is almost 1 in 10 people in the world, fall ill after eating contaminated food, and over 400,000 die every year when they eat contaminated food. And so to build capacity and create more awareness on the importance of food safety in South Sudan, the Ministry of Trade and Industry has launched the Food Safety Association. So joining me right now is the chair of the association, that is Mr. Robert Matthew, to help us understand more about the association. Good morning, Matthew, and welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, tell us briefly about the association, and I believe it was launched yesterday. How was the ceremony?
Yeah, the ceremony was quite beautiful and vivid. We celebrated after, you know, 2 years, almost 2 years that the association came into, you know, into reality that yesterday, then we launched it. This is the project that, you know, funded by the European Union through the International Trade Center. And then the Ministry of Trade and Industry and South Sudan National Bureau of Standard are the hosts of this project under the theme Job Creation for South Sudan. And then they launch, you know, an advertisement for, you know, for the job creation in South Sudan. A number of good people applied, including me. And on the merit, you know, we found to be out the shortlisted about 30 of us, but four drop in the middle of the courses. We had a training on the food safety, TOT, in 2021, and proceeded 2022, and now 2023, covering those training. The team, after the training, they believe now, said, okay, being attached to various factories around South Sudan in Juba and to various farms in the Payam, Rajaf, up to Nusitu. Many of our colleagues are deployed, you know, to work with the farmers. And to ensure that there is a good agricultural practice in our farm, because, you know, from production to consumption, there are a lot in the middle there to be ensured of. To have, in order to have a good food, food that arrive home is safe for our consumption. So with that, the team, after receiving all this training, believe their capacity, said, looking at the greater good and what they can offer, suggest that, okay, it is better to form an association. So after the TOT, and then the name TOT, now the training of trainers, as it drop, then we suggest the name that is called, the team has to be called, you know, Food Safety Advisors. So the Food Safety Advisor then decided to say, okay, it is better now to form an association. That appeal was launched through the consultants of the ITC, and then the ICT accepted the proposal, and the association was formed, and me being elected as a chairperson. And then the process of almost 1 year, this is, you know, for the team to observe now, starting practicing the legal procedures in the field.
Okay.
That's gaining experience in the field. So this 1 year was just an exercise, being attached to various places.
And what are some of these places that people were attached to? The advisors.
Yeah, the advisors, you know, there are companies. For example, there are water factories. Being attached to, and then there are factories, you know, for juice production, and then there are many of them also to the farmers in the various field, and then some of us also were, you know, deployed in Konyokonyo market. Doing a lot, you know, with the women selling fruits and vegetables, to ensure that, you know, we have quality of fruits and vegetables in the market that arrive to our tables.
On how they are stored.
Yeah, and how they are stored, and also from how, you know, they have to wash and clean them.
How they're handled.
The handling, okay. The processes.
All right. Okay, thank you for giving me this background on how the association came to be. Now, being chairman, what is your role as a chairman in this association, and what will be the priorities?
Excellent. As the chair of the board, of course, you know, we held a number of meetings, and now after this launching, we had a conversation. Now we are direct in touch now with the ITC. And at the beginning, as a child, now this association is coming up.
A child.
We need support. We're still crippling, and our needs, and ICT, of course, will not drop us that way. They will give us some support, and then on the agenda of this coming World Food Safe Day, that will occur on the 7th of June, this is where you will see us taking the public roles, public awareness. The team will be deployed targeting this Konyo-Konyo and custom and Juba market. And also there will be a radio talk show on that day on food safety. Because the theme we picked up for this this World Food Safety Day is, you know, safe food today for healthy tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So this is our theme for the next period for this year. And then we'll be working along this line.
Okay.
And then we will target also the street vendor, food vendor, who sell food along the roads, and then we make sure, you know, we give them to ensure that, you know, then they are aware of good hygiene practices, how they should handle food, and before selling, what are the prerequisites they need to put in place,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that, you know, a public consumers, you know, nobody get healed, get sick and die of the, you know, food contamination.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. And you've talked about Konyo-Konyo, you've talked about custom. That seemed to be centered around Juba. What is the plan to reach the rest of South Sudan? Because when it comes to production and in terms of farmers, most of the farming is actually happening outside Juba.
Of course, we have the team, you know, last February, some of us have been to Yambio, doing, you know, working with the farmers in Yambio, and then we have also a bigger team, you know, from the Minister of Agriculture. These extension workers, they've been also trained, and they are working now also alongside with the food safety advisors. So working the bigger pictures is that, you know, we work with the farmer because this is where the production is.
Mm-hmm.
And then to ensure that they have a good agricultural practice and good transportation, you know, practices. This food from the farm until to arrive to the forks, you know, it should be, you know, very, very clean and healthy. Yeah.
All right. So that is your major awareness provision
campaign,
and you're deployed to factories and those who are producing in South Sudan.
Yes.
Now, what role do you have to play in terms of the food that's coming into South Sudan? Because that is still happening. South Sudan is not sustaining itself 100% when it comes to production of food that is consumed by the nation. Most of it is coming from outside. Where do you come in?
Yeah, we come in here because we work, we have the National Bureau of Standard, they have all the standard for food that comes out from outside South Sudan. They have a team deployed already, working now at the border and the various borders, being, you know, in Numili, they have the team from the Bureau of Standard to ensure that, you know, all the food that are coming from Uganda, being Kenya, whatever it is coming, it is registered. And it is, you know, they have the data. Even to the complete data, the batches that arrive, the expiring date of those foods. And also now they have started alerting the public when these foods is coming to expire. They keep on noticing
mm-hmm.
and the public. ABC is about expired, so beware of those. So that is the role coming in, you know, from the Bureau of Standard.
Is there nothing coming in from the association side? Do you have anything planned to support in that area?
Yes, from the association side now, we have, you know, we have already the strategy in place. The strategy that is we are taking now, because ITC will be supporting us currently to start this public advocacy. And we have the training manual all in places. And we will be targeting those, you know, very crucial, sensitive places, and of like the food, the street food vendors. This is small restaurants, and then to make sure that, you know, they have a good hygiene practice in those places. Mm-hmm. This is one.
Okay.
And then you have asked also the major role, so in terms of me being as a chairperson, what are the roles? You know, I draft the proposal. You know, we have to look for money to launch an appeal. To look,
yes,
for,
money is always important.
Yeah, we have to raise resources, you know, to support the team to be able to go to other states. So if you don't have resources, we cannot jump from Juba, say, okay, now we go to Wau, for example, or we go to Malakal at the moment. So we need to have resources. Once we have resources, we will be able to deploy our team. And remember also, our membership is open. It's not limited only to that 26 people currently on board. The membership is open. And it doesn't need you to, you know how to read and write. And the food is our passion. Of course, nobody that, you know, goes the day without food unless, you know,
yes,
it's not available on the table. Otherwise, you know, we all love to eat
what
food.
Okay, apart from reading and writing, what would be the criteria to join and become a member?
Yeah, at least, you know, you should be, you know, above 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And you will go under training. When you come on board, they will receive some training, the basic training. And then after that, you know, you will be deployed with the senior staff, member food safety advisors, and then you learn how things are done in the field.
Okay.
And then slowly by slowly, now you become, you know, a full, you know,
advisor.
Advisors.
Okay.
This is how we do it.
All right. I want to talk about policies, in terms of policies. I know there are some that are already in place, but have you identified some gaps where you're going to work towards getting more additional policies in place to ensure food safety?
Yes, there are many players in this food safety security, food security. We have a bigger partners, bigger pictures, and we wanted to work in collaboration with them. They can absorb our team to work with them, along with them. We have talked the bigger organizations, the development partners. They have that big capacity, and we have launched an appeal to them that, you know, we have a team already on board, capable. They can work alongside. They just need to deploy them. Write to us, support you with the staff. They can go and work and carry out those activities.
Yes.
And this is where we want to do collaboration with these big organizations.
Okay.
And this is where we want to work on collaboration with a number of them.
Before you talk about collaboration, I was asking about policies. What are some of the policies you hope to, bring in place to support your activities, but also to improve security in terms of food safety?
Yeah, we have talked now, just come on board. We are working now, looking forward to work with the Minister of Agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
They have some policies in place. And then in those policies, we see how, as partners, now, how are we going to collaborate on those policies, you know, to merge them, to fit, you know, because we need to bring, you know, the political will on board, because legislation, they have to make it as a priority, political will, you know, from everybody, because, needs, you know, food is the main, a public concern. It's not only the Food Safety Association, it's a public concern. We need the Ministry of Agriculture, you know, to work hand in hand with the Ministry of Agriculture on those policies that we have, we share. We see that, you know, we are more of, we have more of a quality management system. We have all the standards in place how to work to deal with the management. For instance, like we work in the factories, we deal with the management.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see how the management have their policy in place, how to run their business, how the staff they are employing them, do they have a capacity, are they aware of the good hygiene practices, good manufacturing practices, good transportation practices, good storage practices. All these are the elements that, when we work with with these factories around Juba, this is what we ensure and we advise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
and
now,
coming to the ministries, these are the policies that we want to see in advocacy. It should be coordinated advocacy together, having one team and one band.
All right. Our time is well spent now. What would be your message to the people in terms of how to ensure food safety? You said it's everybody's responsibility. So as a layperson, what would you say to them?
Yeah, very important enough, to all our listeners. Save food today for healthy tomorrow. That means, food preparations, cleaning, washing, and chill, and prepared a good food, and clean on the table. Beginning from the, food from the farm, even tilling the, tilling the ground, there are preparation for it, and then planting, there are preparation for it. All this is step. When I arrive home, to ensure that even our kitchen are clean, even you, the person preparing the food is clean, hygienically clean, and to prepare food and bring on the table a clean food, and then it's healthy for our body.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Matthew, for coming to Radio Miraya.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Well, Mr. Matthew there, chair for the recently launched Food Safety Association, was just here speaking about its importance and what they plan to do.